Y'all remember Pac-Man? That's the play. I remember I used to play Pac-Man. And man, Pac-Man gobble up everything you had.
Amen, Pastor. One row at a time.
I cannot. I have to use some discretion to whether or not I'm going to loan somebody some money. Now, this is a visit. I got to use some discretion that if I'm going to loan somebody some money that I know. Oh, boy, somebody said, there he go again. That I know going to go to the casino. That text is talking about taking and helping somebody who is in need. And my brothers and my sisters, we need to use some discretion. I know I'm Stanford talking about we'll love them. Yes, the Bible says that we are compelled to love. But he gives us some discretion as to what we do. I can't go out here and work 40 hours a week and then 10 hours overtime to make money. And somebody come up and say, man, can I? And you know. I told y'all nobody was going to be shouting today. See, if we show love as we are compelled to love, then love will find a way to do so for the enemy what we would want someone to do for us. Praise God. That's the golden rule. That's what's outlined in verse number 31. But praise God, our actions are different from those of sinners. I'm getting ready to wrap it up now. Our actions are different from those of sinners. If you look in verse 32 through 34, I'm not going to linger on these, but I must mention them because Jesus gives us a few litany of things. He says, "For if we love only those who love us, we are no better than sinners or those who are lost. If we do good to them who do good to us, we are no better than sinners or those who are lost. If we lend, praise God, to them only who can give us the money back." Like again, I'm saying that lend is to help somebody who is in need, praise God. Praise God. We are what make us any different between the sinner and those who are in fact lost. You see, Jesus is not calling for what is naturally done, praise God, in the world of sinners, praise God, but what can only be done supernaturally by those of us who know the Lord. Praise God, because if we are sure enough, know that we know the Lord, we are to love just like the Lord loved. And the last time I checked, he loved every last one of us. Just like we were. So I talked about the fact that he gave us the object of love. He gave us the actions of our love. But you know what he gives us also in this thing? He lets us know the reward for our love. Put verse 35 back up there. Oh, man. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. I want you to put it back up. He said, but if you love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great. And you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful. There is a reward, praise God, that awaits us if we love like Christ. Love. Very marquee scripture. Everybody in the church knows it. John 3:16. God say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm finished. We are compelled to love . We should never hate another person . We shouldn't love what they do. See, I can say this because I have to live it. I got a niece that I hate what she does. I said a niece, man, no, I'm talking about a granddaughter. I hate what she does, but I got to love her. And in my love for her, I pray for her every day. I ask the Lord to protect her while she is out there being stupid. I ask the Lord, don't allow no hurt, harm, or danger to come. Give her an opportunity. Come to know you. Spare her life until I would love for her to grow 80. But I ask the Lord to at least spare her life so that she can come to know you, because I know that if she were to die right now, at least the last time I saw her, that she gonna be hellbound. I know y'all, a lot of y'all play Monopoly. Stop going, no collect, no $200, going straight. So if you're here today and you don't know Jesus, I've been standing up here for about the last 50 minutes talking about how we are compelled to love because we represent Jesus. And if there was anybody who could have been mad, upset, if there was anybody who had a right, oh Lord, to carry a grudge, he didn't carry a grudge, he carried a cross up a hill called Calvary. That same Jesus is the one that we carry a part of his name. We say that we're Christians. Christians mean that we ought to be Christ-like. That means that we ought to love like Christ. That means that we ought to give like Christ. That means that we ought to forgive like Christ. I sat back and I look at life and I done already made 71. I look back and I ask myself, where in the world did those 71 years go? They went by so fast that it make my own head swim. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that life is too short for us to harbor hatred in our heart. Do you know what that does to you? Brother Carver, do you know what that does to you if you harbor hatred in your heart? I would not want to walk around with that burden. I'll get it off. I tell you, ain't no use two people going to hell. I am going to get it right. If there is anybody in here if you think I don't like you, come see me. I'm gonna let you know how I really appreciate you. One thing that I try not to do, and I ain't gonna say I try, I don't try it no more. I do not harbor any hatred in my heart for a human being. Now, if you got some nasty ways, I'm gonna say something about them ways. But as far as you, man, I'm gonna love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm gonna hug your neck. Kiss you on the cheek. I am going, I'm not trying, I am going to hear Jesus tell me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I'm not hoping that he says that. I'm not wishing that he says that. I know he gonna say that. Well done. Yeah, you didn't like some of the things that some folks did, but at least you loved the person. I'm trying to. This is 2020, y'all. And as born again believers, that song says, you don't know what he done for me. We are to love one another.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYGKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as if